Hello, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
We're conducting a survey in Georgia to best understand what is most important to people across some topics. And your participation is very important to the success of this research. So let me ask, when thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I am 100% satisfied with the way the country is headed. Very well. I'm satisfied, 100%.
Thank you. Then let me continue and let me ask, when thinking about issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important to you. So you can say that about crime and violence. 0 to 10.
Crime and violence?
Important? Yes.
It's important.
From 0 to 10, how important is crime and violence to you?
Five,
okay. Next is job and wages, 0 to 10.
Wages?
Like jobs and wages, yes.
Oh, 10.
10, thank you. Reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom?
Mm-hmm.
10. I need my freedom. I'm not happy that my freedom is taken away.
Understood. Next is democracy.
Oh, 100%. I need my democracy. Democracy is 100 on top of the list. I need democracy in my that is what I want, democracy. I'm fighting for democracy.
In the case, the next is voting rights.
Oh my God, 100%. I need to have my voting rights. I need to be able to vote, and nobody's taking my right from me. So that is on top of the list for me. So I am voting Democrat, 100%.
Understood.
They have my back. So I am voting for Democrat. Yeah.
Okay. And next is climate change.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I'm for it.
Then healthcare?
Oh my goodness. You're just touching everything that I'm fighting for. That's what you're touching. Healthcare, we all deserve to have healthcare. Not everybody is rich to be able to pay out of pocket. So I need health. Healthcare is important, top of the list for me.
Understood. Yeah? Yes. And K-12 education.
Yes. Yes. Education too. Oh, yeah.
0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
Oh, it's very important to me. I take that very seriously.
And the 0 to 10, how much would you say it's important to you?
10, important.
Thank you. And then racism and discrimination.
Oh. Oh my goodness. That's it's on top of the list. We need to live for everybody to live as one. So racism, discrimination is on top of the list.
So in the 0 to 10.
When I'm voting 10.
10, I understand. And next is inflation and the cost of living.
Yeah, cost of living is okay. Inflation is getting better. So
what is the number you would give it, 0 to 10?
I'll give it like 4. It's not on top of my list because I know things are getting better for me, so it's not on top of my list.
So what number would you give it?
Inflation, I'll give it 3 because it's getting better. It's falling down. So.
Okay. And immigration?
Immigration, I'm not too, it's not on top of the list. I'm not too much concerned about immigration. So I give
what
that
number
one.
Would you give?
Mm-hmm. I give it like 3.
Okay. And
my
criminal.
Tell me.
The next one is criminal justice reform.
10.
The next one is student loan debt.
10.
And abortion rights.
100. That, if you have like 20, 100, I'll say 100.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Next, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? On a scale from 0 to 10.
I'm going to vote 100%. I'm voting.
Okay, so then 0 to 10.
Voting. Yeah, sure. Even if it's raining. Even if they have to beat me up, I'm going to vote. It's my right.
In that case, 10 means extremely likely to vote. Would you say that, or in between 0 to 10? What would you give it?
10.
Thank you. And next, what is your race?
My race?
Yes, ma'am.
African American.
Understood. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Understood. Now, what is your year of birth?
My year of birth?
Mm-hmm. Just a year.
I was born in 66.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College. Associate.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? You can please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter. 10. Thank you.
Yes.
How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to your community? You can please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale from 0 to 10. 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to your community.
10.
Thank you. And you can please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please indicate that. First is Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the governor anyway. That's the governor of Georgia. I don't live in Georgia no more. I left Georgia, so I really don't have to say anything about them. I thought, sir, is this a general something? I used to live in Georgia. I don't live there no more.
In this case, you can continue to just say either 0 to 10. 5 means neutral. And you can also say you never heard of this person, but it's up to you.
I'm just going to be neutral.
So 5 in this case.
Yeah.
What about Andre Dickens?
Who is Andre Dickens? I never heard of him.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Also, John Ossoff.
Oh, my goodness. John Ossoff is super, super 10.
10, okay. Tim Walz.
Who's Tim Walz? I don't know Tim Walz. I know about Warnock, so...
Okay,
yeah.
Next is J.D. Vance.
Oh, no.
What number would you give in that case, 0 to 10?
0.
Also, next is Brad Raffensperger.
Oh, he's awesome.
What number would you give him?
For democracy. I'll give him 8.
Okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And Raphael Warnock.
I give him 10.
Okay, thank you. Also, I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris,
I don't want to hear that name, Donald Trump. I'm for freedom. I'm voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They got my vote. Yeah.
In that case, continuing, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Oh, Democrat. Yes, they get things done. They get things done, so I'll vote for them.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you.
Joseph Biden.
Okay, and thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, say the same, better, or much better?
My life has gotten better, a lot better.
Okay,
a lot better, yeah.
And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens in your mind. Does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or big difference?
Oh, it makes a lot of difference because they are the people that are going to be legislating. So you have to vote the right people that will get things done. So
when you say a lot of difference, you mean a moderate or a big difference?
Vote, that's my, what, can you repeat it? See what
And people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. But others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you,
big
ma'am.
Difference.
Now, we're halfway through, and I appreciate your time and your efforts.
It's taking a lot of time.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I know, and it's very valuable, your opinions to us. So this one is a little, another type of opinion. You can please, from the list of people and events that should have prevented progress you thought should have happened by now, after each one, please indicate how much you believe each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in the country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means you believe this person or event prevented progress, 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose a number from 0 to 10, please. The Democrats in Georgia General Assembly.
Uh-huh.
from 0 to 10, where 0 means certainly did not prevent progress, like positive, in this case, 0. 10 means certainly prevented progress, like in a negative way. So this is what you can say. 0, in this case, means positive, and 10 means negatively, right? They prevented progress. So what do you think Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly prevented or not prevented progress?
0.
0 means that they didn't. That's positive. Okay, good. Next, black voters.
0.
Your local mayor.
0.
COVID-19 recovery.
0.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
0. Oh, they are the ones getting things done. The Republicans are always full of chaos and problems, confusion, causing trouble.
In that case, what number would you give it to Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Meaning? 10.
0. 10 is worse, yes. It means that they prevented progress. 0 means that they did not prevent progress.
Okay, 0.
And then Vice President Harris.
You said 0 is positive, right?
It means that they did not prevent progress, correct.
So they did not prevent progress, so that they encouraged progress, right?
That's right.
Okay, 0.
Thank you, ma'am. We're moving forward. It's also here a 0 to 10 below the list of some policies, development, and statements that have an impact on many black lives, people's lives. And then after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote. From 0 to 10, 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means that policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Let me start with, because we protested together, this administration.
Excuse me. Yes. How long do we have? Because I have to go right now. I'm about to go to work. Because I'm doing almost 20 minutes with you.
I understand, ma'am, and we're almost finished. We're at 80%, almost complete. If that's okay for you, we can finish this up, or we can finish this later. I can call you later.
Okay, go ahead. Explain
Thank
to
you.
Me very well, because I don't want to be saying something that I'm not sure of.
No, I will explain. Like I said, 0 to 10, it means 0, you would not be motivated to vote. 5, you're not sure, and 10 would strongly motivate you. So in this case, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. 0 to 10, how motivated would you be to vote with this statement?
So 10 is what?
10 is you will be very motivated to vote.
Okay, 10.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. 0 to 10. How motivated are you? Thank you. Also, because we voted, in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. 0 to 10.
10.
And because we demanded funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever, over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aids. 0%. And Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards Black power, collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential, and we continue the path to future progress.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Finishing up, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again, and you can just continue. Sometimes people change their minds, but that's perfectly okay. Please answer how you may feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? 0 to 10, 0 no power at all, and 10 did your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel. 10. Thank you, ma'am. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means 10. Thank you. Extremely likely, that would mean. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
The last 4 years have been better, peaceful. I thank God that we have President Biden, who's giving us more hope, more security. And my life is more better, secured. No chaos, no hatred. Everyone is working. Everything is going on smoothly. Economy is going on so smoothly. I'm happy. I'm glad.
Thank you, ma'am, for your answer. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, or more than a year ago?
More than a year ago. I vote.
How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, a voter registration drive or event, automatically, or through a political party or organization?
I think by Let me read that again.
By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter
government office.
In person, I hear you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. The number 1 is heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3.
I'm straight.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
I'm married. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you a parent or a guardian of any children under 18?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I told you that I'm African American.
So is that a no or?
African American.
I understand, ma'am. In this case, some people may have some Spanish origin or Hispanic.
Okay, understood.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
My employment status?
Yes, retired, employed,
full-time worker.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to sleep now. You're just keeping me on the phone. I don't want to drive.
This is the last question, and I appreciate your time so much. In the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
My best what?
Estimate, you know, like just as close as possible. Doesn't need to be specific.
Fine.
Like in between 25 to 34,000, 45 to, like that. You can save an amount for your yearly family income before tax, and just an estimate or a close amount would be okay.
It's just good enough. I don't need to give the figure. We are good.
Right. You don't need to give me a specific figure, ma'am. You can just say an amount, let's say in between 75,000, 85,000.
Yeah, okay. But just 75,000 to 100,000.
In that case, this concludes the survey. You are very much appreciated for your opinions, ma'am, and I hope you have a great day at your job. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.